Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Welcome, Enjoyers, to the third in our Freedom series. Week one, we discovered the fact that Christ wants us to enjoy freedom in every arena of our life. God wants you to enjoy freedom. Week two, we looked at how our identity and freedom go hand in hand. Now, as we step into the third of our Freedom series and the beginning of a brand new financial year, we're going to speak into the freedom as it relates to money matters. How many of you would agree with the statement that money matters? Of course you'd agree with that statement. We all know and we all understand that money matters to all of us. So if we're all in agreement with the fact that money matters, why is there such a lack of teaching in the spaces where the greatest realities of teaching occur? I'm speaking of a lack of solid biblical teaching. When I speak of teaching, that's what we're talking about, solid biblical teaching. Why are some subjects almost considered to be taboo within the family, within the church, and within the classroom? All the statistics around the world point to the fact that the majority of marriages that end in divorce do so because of pressures around finances and/or sexual intimacy. And you and I both know that most families, most churches, most classrooms rarely go there, particularly in regards to the context of solid biblical teaching. My Bible tells me clearly that Jesus wants you and I to have life and have it to the full, to have full life, to have the life that like God would have you have it. You'll need to have freedom in the realm of your finances, and if you're married, freedom in the realm of your bedroom. If you're not married, well, this is what I think anyway, you shouldn't even have a bedroom. Now, some of you will be like, well, that's a bit old-fashioned, to which I would say, no, that's a bit old Jesus right there. But we're going to leave that one for another day. Money matters, and we all know it does. In regards to the way you're living today, isn't it true that money matters? In regards to your ability to dream for the future, you know it's true, money matters. In regards to your ability to do good for others, money matters. In regards to what God will give you tomorrow and in the future, money matters. Now, we all know when I get on a roll, I can go on. You know that as well as I do. But I don't intend to go on today. Well, that's not exactly true. I am going to go on today. And this is what I want to say. Here we go. You ready for this? Money is the answer for everything. And now, before you start saying Shane's lost the plot, I want you to know that I didn't say money is the answer for everything. And you're like, yes, you did. We just heard you say money is. Okay, so I said it. But actually, the thought, how many of you know, the thought isn't mine. I was just repeating what I read. Ecclesiastes 10:19 says, a feast is made for laughter and wine makes life merry, but money is the answer for everything. Now, before you come after me with the view that Jesus is the answer for everything, which, by the way, I totally agree with, take a moment to remember that Jesus is the Word made flesh. And it's the Word, Jesus, who is saying here that money is the answer for everything. What do you think it is we need to solve the poverty issues on planet Earth? Money. What do we need to preach the gospel to every nation, tongue, and tribe? Money. But maybe more importantly and pressing for you today is what's required for us to put a roof over our family's head and make sure that they're fed. You guessed it. Money, which is why Jesus has so much to say about money, because he knows and he understands just how much money matters in regards to the way we do life, our quality of life, and our ability to give life, which is why the writer of Ecclesiastes says money is the answer to everything. The Bible has so much to say about money. Jesus has so much to say about money. You'd think that both Jesus and the Bible would have far more to say on subjects like prayer, subjects like faith. But no, money wins by a long shot, because money is the answer for so much, and so much revolves around money. Now, remember, we're in a freedom series, and we need to know that God wants us to experience freedom in the realm of our finances. Now, let's look at the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, reading from verse 10. It says here, now he who supplies, he is God. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. All right, we're going to go after that, because here we have two realms being spoken about right from the very beginning as we start to lay scripture out. We'll get there in a minute. Here we go. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. The word here, rich, it simply means wealth, abundance, riches, wealthy, happy, prosperous, lacking nothing. So God wants to make you rich. That's the scripture we just read. God wants to make you rich. Why? So that you can be like the cookie monster on Sesame Street. Cookie, cookie, I want more cookies. No, that's not what, why God wants to make you rich. God wants to make you rich so that you can be generous on every occasion, which will ultimately lead to thanksgiving to God. So my challenge to you today is to allow God to give you a Holy Ghost nudge in the realm of your finances, in the knowledge that money matters. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. We've already read it. Let's go here again. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. So God wants to increase seed to the sower so there may be an enlargement in our harvest of righteousness. So that tells me what I do with my finances matters to God. This tells me here, what I do in the temporal has eternal ramifications. What I do in the natural has a spiritual consequence, which is why we all need to get our heads and our hearts around Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Listen to this here. It says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. In the knowledge that seed time and harvest will never cease, doesn't it make sense that we would want a better biblical understanding of money matters? In the knowledge that it's the Lord who has the ability to increase seed to the sower and enlarge the harvest of our righteousness, doesn't it make sense that we would seek out both what pleases the Lord and his wisdom, in regards to money matters. I don't know about you, I've sought wisdom from all sorts of people, but at the end of the day, I wanna know what God says wisdom is. I wanna know in his eyes, what is wisdom in regards to money matters? So for all of you who are taking notes today, I want you to write down the word budget. Just grab your pen and write budget. There we go, just write budget across the screen there. And then this is what I want you to do. You've taken your pen, you've written the word budget. Now I want you to take that same pen and put a line straight through it. There we go. All right, so we wrote the word and then we've just crossed it out. You say, Shane, why are you doing that? Because I want you to write two other words here. I want you to write seed time, whoop, there we go, and harvest, there we go. Right, seed time and harvest. Because at the end of the day, I want to challenge you in your realm of thinking, because we need to understand here, we've got a number of things going on. I want you to transition in your thinking from a natural level to a spiritual level, from the temporal to eternal in regards to your thinking around money matters. As long as you're budgeting from 1 week to the next with a view to simply paying the bills, let's just get into the survival mode. You know, sometimes that's what it is. How are we gonna survive? We need to put a budget together, just pay the bills, so that we might be in the black at the end of the week. As long as you're in that space, you'll miss out on the transformation that God wants to occur in you and through you by the way you approach money matters. Church, you need to see your money as seed. Seed, that's right. Seed that has the ability to return to the sower a harvest. God wants to give you, the sower, seed that you might sow wisely and have an incredible harvest. So if I want God to increase my measure of seed to sow, I need to ask, what am I doing at seed time? Because what I'm doing at seed time will determine what happens at harvest time. You get it. You know where we're going here. Here's some quick thoughts. We're going to throw some thoughts out today and we're just going to let them lay there for a week. We're stepping into a brand new financial year and we want to see you walk in freedom in regards to your finances. So I'm not going to try and take care of everything today. We're just simply going to lay a foundation. Here are some quick thoughts as we get ready to close. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 13, reading verse 5. It says, stay away from the love of money. I like that. Church, can I encourage you today? Enjoyers, can I encourage you today? Stay away from the love of money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. And we all said amen to that. God has said, I will never forsake you. There's nothing wrong with having money. I want to encourage you with this because, you know, there is an old way of thinking, a religious way of thinking, and I would say a wrong way of thinking that says that if you're a Christian, if you're righteous, if you're holy, you shouldn't have money. Where is that in the Bible? That's not biblical. It's not a biblical mindset and it's not a biblical concept. There's nothing wrong with having money. But it's wrong when money has you. That's a reality. You don't want money to have you. You want to have it that you might be a faithful steward of that which God has given you, that you might walk in integrity, that you might walk in righteousness, and you might reap a harvest. This is what it says here, Proverbs 13, verse 22. Let's jump back in. Good people, praise God. Are there any good people here today? You know there's good people all over in Joy Church, and you're leaning in. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren. You know, at the moment, that verse is meaning a whole lot more to me than it once did. But good people will leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. That's right, the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. Why does it pass to the godly? Because the Lord is the one who wants to increase the seed of the godly. That's why. It's very simple. That's how it works there. So here we go. So am I seeding? I want to ask you today, are you seeding for your grandchildren? I ask myself, am I seeding for my grandchildren or am I seeding for Mr. Uber Eats to become a fat cat? As in, it's very interesting, isn't it? When you start to think about your money as seed, what am I doing with my seed? Because if you're not thinking about it, you're just gonna waste money everywhere. As in, it's like you got Uber Eats coming five times a week. You're watching Netflix. You're watching the other flicks and all that. It's like you got stuff coming in from everywhere, and it's very very quickly things can get out of control. And like water, money will just fall through your fingers. But I want to encourage you, good people are storing up an inheritance for their grandchildren. Think about what you're sowing today for the generations to come after you. Think about what you're doing today in regards to sowing a legacy for your children and your children's children. Proverbs, here we go. We're moving right along. Proverbs chapter 3, reading verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth. Honor means to put weight upon. All right, so honor the Lord. We're going to actually give weight to this. We're going to give thought to this. We're going to think about this. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. I know some of you are like, yeah, bring it on. That's not what we're just talking about blessing and abundance here. That's what we're talking about. Friends, there's no way you can honor the Lord in regards to money matters unless you know what matters to God. You've got to discover, and this is what this journey is about, discover what matters to God in regards to your finances, honor the Lord with your wealth, and then as a result, you're going to find the blessing of God is going to come after you and come after you and come after you. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, even in regards to my financial realities, if I choose to honor God. All right, let's flick across to Luke, jump into the New Testament. We're going to discover over the coming weeks that just how much this subject of money actually impacts our whole life. It's not just a financial issue. Money matters is not just a financial issue. Money matters, in reality, is an issue of righteousness and godliness and kingdom living. All right, here we go. Luke chapter 16, reading from verse 10, says, unless you are faithful in small matters, you won't be faithful in large ones. If you cheat even a little, you won't be honest with great responsibilities. And if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? And if you are not faithful with other people's money, why should you be trusted with money of your own? No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Yeah, what a great passage of scripture. It really just highlights so much of the realities of money. You know, what I've discovered over the years is actually money is a test. It always tests my heart. I have no doubt it probably tests your heart as well. But I want to be found in the space and in the place where I'm proven to be honorable and trustworthy when it comes to this issue of finance, because at the end of the day, these things are small, but they lead to greater things. These things are little, but they lead to greater things. The way I treat my money and the way I treat your money, it actually shows a whole lot about me and proves me either to be faithful and trustworthy or not. All right, no one can serve both God and money. But in serving God, what you'll discover is that money matters to Him, therefore money needs to matter to us. In serving God, you'll discover the principles and the importance of seed time and harvest time. In serving God, you'll discover what you do today with your finances will have eternal ramifications. Have you ever thought about, because like I said, when you think about seed, you've got a certain amount of seed in your hand. What you do with this today really does have eternal ramifications. So yes, God wants you to be free from the love of money. But just as much, God wants you to be free from the burden of money matters. Come back next week. We're going to discover how to step towards financial freedoms that are promised to all of us that are in Christ Jesus. Today, as we get ready to close, I just want to speak a blessing over you. I want to speak blessing over you. You know, you guys are incredible. You're incredible men and women of God. I just love what God is doing and enjoy at the moment. I love this Freedom Series because as we continue to roll along, I know all of you are going to get free. As you hear the Word of God and put it into practice, that which God has promised is going to become your reality. So Father, I pray, even as a foundation has begun to be put down today, I pray that we all might be free in the realm of finances, Lord God. Money matters, Lord, it does to all of us. It does to every person leaning in today, every person watching in today, every person in a Enjoy Church location today. Money matters. Money matters to you, Lord, and we know it and we understand it. I pray, Lord God, over the coming weeks, we would learn what it means to walk in the freedom thereof, and not only the freedom thereof, but the blessing thereof, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, you want us to be free, that you might bless us abundantly, that we might be generous on every occasion. And Lord, I just speak blessing and favor as we continue to step towards total freedom and the realities of money matters. So Lord, I pray, bless the congregation now in Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen. God bless, and we'll see you real soon. Bye for now.